The reading this morning is from John 15, 9 through 17. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There's no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father has told me. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for, using my name. This is my command. Love one another. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Good morning. I have some good news this morning. If the time schedule is as it appears, you may get out a little bit early today. Isn't that good? I know about the length of my message, and I look at the clock in the back that keeps us all on track, and we could be a little bit ahead of schedule with the message. I thank Nancy for reading that word. It is a powerful word of what we're doing, seeking to be intentional as growing as a disciple of Jesus Christ. As we seek to hear what this message says to us today, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, we thank you for the promises of Jesus, that if we will abide in him, if we will remain in him, if we will obey him and love others, we will know your joy and we will bear fruit. So lead us all to a greater understanding of where we are in your vineyard. Lead us to grow in our own discipleship. Thank you for the privilege of sharing in the life of the church. It is a privilege, and we thank you, and we don't take it for granted. And we pray that especially today, we will hear what Jesus Christ, the Lord of the church, is teaching us through this lesson, that we are to love, experience his joy, and that we are to love one another. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, this past week, I paid attention to the calendar a bit, and 44 years ago, I was called into the ministry at Blue Lake Camp. And it was about 44 years ago that I preached my first sermon. And wow, time has just flown by as I look back and see how much has happened since 1975. But it has been a blur, and I'm sure some of you can think back to what you were doing in 1975, and it's hard to believe it's been 44 years since then. One of the things I remember is that when I first started as a pastor, my wardrobe was very limited. And I had two suits. I had a light suit and I had a dark suit. And typically I wore the light suit as much as I could. Occasionally I would wear the dark suit, but that was also the suit I'd wear for funerals. And I came to understand that people didn't like to see me come in with that dark suit when they were in the hospital. They were thinking, maybe I was thinking it was more serious than they thought it was. I want to challenge us today on our mood, on our joy specifically, because this environment of the church, it's important for us to have joy. Joy is essential to bear fruit. And I believe what Jesus is teaching us here is as much about the way we bear fruit as the environment of how fruit also comes into being. So we'll look at that today. What does it mean to show up and to have joy in our life? How long has it been since you've had unbridled joy in your life? Has it been a while? Was it this morning when you awakened? Jesus wants us to have not only joy, but unbridled joy, and it's not dependent on circumstances. In fact, that'll be one of the main lessons of this teaching today from John 15, is the joy of Jesus is not dependent on exterior circumstances. In fact, this joy may be complete in a time of adversity. This joy can be complete in a time where it is not easy. That's the good news of this teaching of Jesus. Last week, if you will remember, we began with the vine. Jesus is the vine and we're the branches, and God is the vine dresser. And he desires for us to bear fruit. And he says that the branches that are dead, he cuts off and gets out of the way so that the vineyard can be healthier. We have to take a look at our own life and says, what is there in our life that needs removing? It's a very important question. A second point of last week was about if we're bearing fruit, Jesus will prune, or the vine dresser will prune us so that we can bear more fruit. Pruning's not always fun. It's a little painful, but yet God has a plan and he wants to see more fruit. Then there's a third possibility. Even in bearing fruit, God wants us to bear more fruit. We never get to a place where we say in our discipleship, we've arrived and there's nothing more to be done. And that's the nature of discipleship, this roadmap. Where are we on this roadmap? Where are we growing? What steps are we taking? I asked you last week to find a buddy to help you in your own growth as a disciple, to share and to be accountable to. It's important that we grow as disciples. It's more about what we do on this earth than waiting for life insurance going into heaven. Our salvation does get us into heaven, but it's about what we do on this earth that makes a difference, bearing fruit. Jesus also taught with the text last week, apart from him, we can do nothing. Oh, is that such an important message for us always? We do not bear fruit apart from Jesus. We must abide in the vine. He is our source of fruitfulness. We are fruitful because of him. And we give God glory for the fruit that comes. If we're doing it for ourselves, we're missing the point. It's to glorify the Father that we bear fruit. So this morning, we have an additional teaching connected with this previous teaching about the vine, branches, and fruit. Jesus said, if you will keep his commands, if you will keep his commands, and you will remain in his love, there is a path here to joy. There's a path to joy. And you know, joy is one of those things where you, if you do not have it, it's not one of those things you can manufacture, is it? It's not something you can just say, 1, 2, 3, I now have joy. Because there may be issues in our life. There may be something in our setting that keeps us from having joy. But joy comes in the morning, the scripture teaches us. Psalm 30, verse 5. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. That is God's plan for us. If we do not have joy today, if circumstances are such where all of our joy has been taken from us, or we're waiting for the external circumstances to better align so that we'll have happiness, there's good news for us today. We can have joy right now, regardless of our circumstances. Joy comes in the morning, the scripture teaches us. Sorrow might last through the evening, but joy comes in the morning. But there's a condition here for joy. We must keep the commandments of God. We must keep the commandments of God. Notice that we are to honor God through being obedient to his commands. We're not going to find joy if we're disobedient to God. We're not going to find joy if we say that we believe in God, but we never live as his disciple. We are to follow Jesus. That's the source of our joy. He is the vine. So following his commands is essential. We go back to the Ten Commandments. If we want to find joy in our life, have no other gods before God. Have no graven image. Remember to not take the name of the Lord in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother. Do not murder. Do not lie. Do not steal. Do not commit adultery. Do not covet. If we want to know joy, we'll follow God's commands. Jesus gave us even additional words about God's command that are more simple. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. This is a source of finding joy when we love others. So the first point of this teaching is that we follow God's commands to know his joy. We follow God's commands to know his joy. Secondly, we are commanded by Jesus to receive his love and to love one another. This is that strong ending of this passage today. This is my command, that you love each other. Loving others is a source of our joy. If our life is filled with hatred, if our life is filled with bitterness toward others, it's going to steal our joy. Jesus said, we receive his love, and then we can love others. 44 years ago, when I surrendered to the call to ministry, that was one of the greatest things that happened to me. Because through my early teen and teen years, I had only heard the wrath of God. I didn't know the love of God. And for the first time, I experienced the love of God. And I felt the capacity to love others because I had received the love of God. That is the source of our joy. Loving, being loved by God, and loving others through this love. Now, how do we treat others? It seems in our day that it's highly likely that we will not love others naturally. So that means that we are missing out on joy. There was a woman who sought marriage counseling to a man who was a columnist and a minister. And she went to Mr. Crane, George Crane, and she said she wanted a divorce from her husband. Said he was no good. And she wanted revenge on her husband. So George Crane listened. And George Crane said, well, if you want to really get your husband, go and tell him wonderful things for months. Tell him he's just wonderful. Say the nicest things. Be kind. Be considerate. Serve him all during this time for 2 months. And then at the end of 2 months, just suddenly go up to him and say, you want a divorce. And that will get him good. You'll exact your revenge. So she went and she took this advice and she tried it. She was kind. She was a servant. She thought about her husband first. And for 2 months. And then she happened to bump into George Crane again. He said, you never came back to see me. And she said, well, I've fallen back in love with my husband. It seems that this love thing really brings joy. That if we can love others, if we can take the time to be kind, if we can take the time to love, it makes a difference. It brings us joy. And then the third point that Jesus has in this text I'd like to lift up today. There are so many wonderful teachings here. Please read it as a devotional this week. But Jesus, he points to the fact that this obedience to the commands of God and this loving God, being loved and loving others, is the way we find and live in joy. It's like a system. It's like we begin by following God's commands. We express following God's commands with love. And because we do both of those, we have joy. We have joy. Now, how long has it been since you've had that unbridled joy? That was a question I asked in the beginning. And you know, life is very short. It's brief. It's but a vapor, the scripture teaches us. It's way too short to live without joy, isn't it? It's way too short to wait till circumstances align to where we can just say, I'm happy. That's not going to happen much. The best news of all is that joy is not dependent upon circumstances. Dick Wills, in his book, Awakening to God's Dream, says it like this. Joy is not dependent on circumstances. It is walking with God. It is walking with God. That's good news for us. Whatever circumstances you find yourself in today, if you'll walk with God in those circumstances, you and I will find joy. And that's good news. We don't have to wait till everything's aligned perfectly. The invitation is to find joy now. Now, I wanted to invite us to experience some joy this morning. Maybe it's been a while since we've had some joy. Maybe it's been a while since we felt that joy even here in worship at Shalimar United Methodist Church. Now, we did have some wonderful music this morning, and I sense some joy in that music, that proclamation, it is well with my soul. But I wonder, is it time for us to connect with the commands of God, follow those commands of God, love, receive the love of Christ, love other people, really love other people, and to know that joy? Well, not knowing exactly how to express joy in words, I brought my guitar this morning. And I want to invite us to sing that song from Psalm 118. This is the day that the Lord has made. I want to invite you to stand. And no matter what's going on in your life today, this is a song, this is a message for all of us, that we can know the joy of the Lord. All right, you ready? This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Now that's pretty good. We can do it a little bit stronger, and we want to invite everybody in that's maybe not a morning person. Want to invite everybody in that maybe, for whatever reason, came in a little grumpy today. This is a chance for us to worship and to lift up our voices to the Lord and hear a wonderful message. This is the day. This is a day that we can rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what's going on, we can rejoice in the Lord. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. And that's the message. You can be seated. Thank you. That is the message of the day. That no matter what is going on, joy is not dependent upon circumstances. Jesus gives us the system. Obey the commandments of God, love, and your joy will be made complete. That's the teaching of the Word of God today. Would you receive this closing prayer with the message? Thank you, God, for the promise that we can bear fruit and that we can be a part of fruit bearing with others. We thank you for the commands that keep us walking in the truth and in the light of Jesus Christ. Thank you for a light and a path of truth to keep us true. Thank you for your love that accepts us. For your love that gives us the capacity to love others. And now, today and this week, regardless of circumstances, may our joy in you be complete. And may we bear fruit as our joy is seen and experienced with others. Lead us, we pray, to love and know that truth of Jesus, that we are to love one another. This command, help us to live it. We pray in his name. Amen.